It's time now for Spears on Sports with John Spears, presented by M&M Carnage. And now, here's Johnny.
I hope you missed me. Made it to a Thursday. Spears on Sports, presented by M&M Carnage. John Spears in studio after a day off yesterday. Congratulations to the Louisville Bats. They win Tuesday night 14-9 over the Nashville Sounds and 2-1 yesterday. How do you go 14-9 and then 2-1? I guess, Tony Burke, it's all about pitching.
It's called baseball.
14-9 and 2-1. Bats will be at it again with Nashville tonight, 6:35, 6:05 pregame with Nick Curran right here on the Big X. As you heard, Tony Burke in studio. Scooter Dingus, for some reason, is not in the producer chair. I hope we're on the air. His headphones are there. His seat is there. But he's not there.
Nature probably calling.
Nature calling. Emergency break there. It is NFL draft day. The NFL draft starts at 8 p.m. tonight with Caleb Williams going to the Chicago Bears. We'll talk about that. Who will Tony's Minnesota Vikings end up with? Will it be a quarterback? How many quarterbacks are going to go in the first round? Will any running backs go in the first round? We didn't think so last year, and then Detroit pulled a little rabbit out of a hat. Got a good running back, went to the playoffs. So does somebody else take up that mantra? Hey, we need a good running back. I doubt it. Middle linebacker, that's the other position that never gets drafted anymore. Well, where will Brock Bowers go? The tight end. Everybody's lying. I say it all the time. The GMs are lying. Nobody. What's New England going to do at number three? They need a quarterback, but are they going to take a quarterback? Are they going to trade down once, maybe twice? And then end up happy with Bo Nix. Who knows? Is J.J. McCarthy, was that all just a ruse? Is he even in the top four? Did Jim Harbaugh tell everybody how great he was, hoping they were going to take him? The Chargers have the fifth pick. They're not going to take him. Jim Harbaugh feels like Brock Bowers. That's what it feels like. Jim Harbaugh feels like he's got to have a tight end. Remember the game? Scooter, or Tony, J.J. McCarthy didn't throw a pass for like 33 straight plays.
Was it against Iowa?
I don't know who it was against. They won the game. Guessing. Michigan won the game, obviously, but 33 straight plays without a pass. So how much do you really trust your quarterback if you don't let him throw 33 plays in a row? Throw a screen. Do something. So we'll talk about the draft. NBA playoffs the last couple of nights were a lot of fun. We got some 1-1 series now, which is always more fun than 2-0 series. M&M Carnage Hotline's open, 502-384-1450 to join in on the conversation, 384-1450. Thornton's text line open as well, 502-414-1450. All fountain drinks, fizz freeze, 32 ounces or smaller, only 89 cents at all area Thornton's. Tony's got his. Scooter? No? There you go.
Sorry. Distracted.
Come on, man. So you can stop by today. 89 cents, 32 ounces or smaller for a cold, delicious fizz freeze or your favorite fountain drink. You can also sign up for Thornton's Refreshing Rewards. Receive 25 cents off per gallon. Plus great weekly fuel offers you can't pass up. Download the app at the App Store on Google Play today. Filled up at Thornton's the gas tank today.
Man, death taxes and you saying percents every time.
I know, every time. 25 cents off per gallon. Oh, God.
Speaking's hard.
By the way, gas prices skyrocketing. Derby week, I guess.
Well, how come
Derby coming up?
How come it's 369 over there and over where I was at and it's 339? I don't get it.
Where's the 339? Here next door?
I don't know if it's next door. I saw it down the street.
Well, you drive down to Henry County and it's like 309.
Yeah, that is
Kentucky.
The truth.
Derby. There's your answer.
But what they do,
businesses,
they jack it up early.
Say, hey, let's put it up.
They jack it up early. Businesses don't want it jacked up. The gas people do, but then they drop it towards the end of the week like they're doing you a favor.
Nobody needs gas on Oaks and Derby Day. They don't drive anywhere except Uber drivers, Lyft drivers, and taxis. That's it. Because we're getting hammered on Derby and Oaks Day.
That's right.
Right, Scooch?
Oh, yeah.
Is that what we're doing?
Absolutely.
EJ will have a show all week next week. Is that correct?
Correct, yeah.
9 to 11. Yep. Right here on the Big X. EJ Clark. What's the name of the show, Scooter?
You produce Kentucky Winner's Circle.
Kentucky Winner's Circle.
You're going to go out early
mm-hmm.
and work.
Mm-hmm.
and then
continue working.
Hang around on the days when the drinks are free, and then get back up. You said, man, you got to get sleep. Where are you gonna get to sleep?
I mean, I'll be going to bed at 8:30.
Oh yeah, he'll
night.
Be in bed. Pass out.
Oh, for sure.
He may be in bed. He may be laying on the floor somewhere, but he will be asleep at 8:30. 9 days till Derby 150. I guess Nick and TJ will be doing their show from the track all next week,
yep,
from the backside.
Correct. With the exception of Friday. I think we're off on Friday.
And then EJ will be doing his show from out there. How are you going to get back to the studio for Matt's show and my show?
Well, I know Roman will be here. I haven't really thought that far ahead, John. I need to have discussions with some higher-ups.
You know, if you have a time machine or a portal where you can just, you know, get yourself here.
I mean, I could get back here about noon.
Be the scooter transfer portal.
I don't think I have a show Tuesday.
Or Wednesday.
No, next week I think it's
just
Tuesday.
Oh, that was PGA week.
Shh.
I'm ruining it.
Keep that down. Keep that down. We don't want people knowing that. So I think one day next week I don't have a show because of the Bats baseball. And then Friday, obviously, we're not going to have a show, correct?
Correct.
So
I'd rather not, yeah. You know,
just 3 days next. I guess I can put up with Roman for 3 days. I guess. St. X Trinity baseball last night. Tony and I did the game right here on the Big X. St. X had a 4-1 lead against, I guess, the number one team
it's
in the state,
number
right?
One. All the polls are number one.
4-1 lead Tigers had, and then walked three guys in the top of the seventh inning. Trinity got two runs in the seventh, won it 5-4. Heck of a game, though. Heck of a game.
Heck of a game. Good crowd. Good weather.
Unbelievable.
Good news for a better evening.
You were right about your parking.
Yes.
I sat for a while.
I laughed the whole time.
Billy,
I walked
I still
over.
Made it home before you did.
You probably did.
Yeah.
But at the scooter, I told him, I said over at St. X Park, I said Jim, but he knew where I meant, by the pool. Yeah. It's on the other side of the football field. Because whenever it's crowded, it's one way out. Those cars weren't moving in that parking lot. I walked around the football stadium, got in the car. There was three cars over and drove out of the parking lot.
And I sat there in my car, in my parking space,
cursing,
with my car on, watching baseball games on my TV until it cleared out. It took about 15 minutes.
I texted him and said, hey.
Oh, my God.
Next time you listen.
No, that's not going to happen. I won't listen. All right, let's talk a little. What do you want to start with, Tony? NBA, baseball?
Let's do a little NBA action.
NFL draft. NBA. All right, Tuesday. Let's go back to Tuesday because I didn't have a show yesterday. Phoenix has Devin Booker, Kevin Durant, Bradley Beal. How has Minnesota just owned them by double digits two games in a row?
Well, by paying those guys, they didn't get
enough. Grayson Allen got hurt too, by the way.
Right, and they don't have the help when they bring the guys in.
But, Tony, Durant, Booker, and Beal missed 27 shots on Thursday.
That normally loses games.
Kevin Durant was 6 of 17.
Getting old, you think?
He's not young, but he only played 1 year at Texas. It's not like he's not LeBron old. Let's put it that way.
That big bald spot on top of his head.
105-93. Minnesota now, he does have a big bald spot on top. Guess what? We all do. 105-93.
But we're not in the NBA at 30-something years old.
You're right. Minnesota has a 2-0 lead in that series as they go back to Phoenix. Do you give Phoenix a puncher's chance to get back in that series?
Yeah, I mean, with those guys, I mean, they can put up 30 any night on you, but, man, they have not looked good.
Look,
I mean, not just losing.
And they're the lower
they
seed here.
Not
they're not supposed
good.
To win this series, but they've been, you're right, they've been terrible.
Here's what's happened, in my opinion. The Timberwolves have figured something out. You pressure them hard bringing the ball up the floor, and you make them work. They're working harder. It's taking them longer to get up and get in their offense. And they're kind of punking them a lot of times. They're pushing them and hitting them and fouling.
Jade McDaniels is the guy that's just beating the snot out of whoever he's guarding. Sometimes it's KD. Sometimes he draws the assignment on Booker. He had 25 points on Tuesday night to lead Minnesota. When you think Minnesota, you think Anthony Edwards.
Ant-Man.
Karl Anthony Towns.
Catman.
Maybe you throw Rudy Gobert in there, defensive specialist.
COVID.
You don't think about Jaden McDaniels. He led them in scoring the other night, and he was a defensive star against two of the big three. All right, Minnesota's odds to win the West. You give them any chance?
They've got one of the best records. You got to give them a chance.
I mean, they're the three seed.
With Carl Anthony Towns being healthy, that makes it easier on Anthony Edwards.
He's a stud.
I know. And you know what? He plays defense, too. He was talking to Durant, man. He scored on him. Started talking to him.
Well, and I know,
Durant just kind of rolled his eyes.
He kind of laughed, and I give him credit.
He said, I deserve it.
Post game, he goes, you know what? When guy's playing well, he should talk. No problem. I got no problem with that. Minnesota's over unders are always low, so they play defense. They get after you on the defensive end. They keep the game. I mean, Phoenix scored 93 points with the I'm going to air quote here, big three. Scooter, nothing to add here?
No, I didn't watch it.
Okay.
Scooter's taking a nap over.
Honestly, I've been really checked out with the NBA playoffs. I'm pretty upset.
Oh, they're great.
I'm pretty upset with myself at this point.
I haven't looked. What did our Edmonton Oilers
do?
An L, baby.
OT.
L. It was 3-3 when I hit the sack last
Boston OT. I couldn't make it that late. I was trying.
Yeah, I've been much more invested in the NHL playoffs. I low-key hate that they're played at the same time.
Scoot, I've been the same way. I've been watching the hockey. I'm watching both, but I'm more into the hockey.
Yeah.
I guess because I'm pulling for the Oilers. But
you're watching other games too.
Yeah, but you know, I got a baseball game on here. I got a basketball game on here and a hockey. But if the Oilers
it's
are
like
playing,
a sports bar
they're
Tony's
in the
basement.
Big television.
It's like a sports bar, Scoot. Indiana 125, Milwaukee 108 on Tuesday night. I challenged Indiana Monday. If you want to be who you say you are, you got to beat Milwaukee when they don't have Giannis. Bottom line. And they came out and took care of business Tuesday. Pascal Siakam had 37 points and 11 rebounds. I think that's a good Indiana team when they commit to playing just a little bit of defense. They're going to score points. And they didn't score in that first game against Milwaukee. They came out and put a big number up early on Tuesday night. I like this Pacers team. And if you're Milwaukee, first of all, they didn't have a sellout. Giannis not playing, I guess, means we don't want to go to the games. And if Giannis isn't playing, Dame Lillard's got to absolutely take over because Middleton is a secondary player. Brooke Lopez, Bobby Portis, they're all secondary players. Dame Lillard, it's his team right now. And I guess if you're a Milwaukee fan, you're praying that Antetokounmpo can get back soon.
Is he? What's the timeline, they said?
Scooter, do you know when the Greek Freak is due back here?
I haven't heard.
I don't know. They're keeping it quiet. And to me, that's not a good sign. Because you want to have hope here if you're Milwaukee. You want to have hope that he's coming back in game 4, game 5. We'll see.
Be rocking up there.
But Halliburton's good. Oh, they're going to be rocking it at the Gainbridge Fieldhouse on whenever that game 3 is. Game 3. I'm going to guess it's Friday. But it might not be till Saturday. But
is the 26th, which is tomorrow.
That's tomorrow. Yeah, they're going to be rocking. That'd be fun. We should go. Think we can get in?
No.
I tell you what we should have done. We should have scrapped the show and went to the Reds-Phillies game today. That would have been fun. But too late now. I'm already on the air.
We were playing golf, too.
Also, yeah, we are playing golf. Wooded View today?
Yep.
Come say hi if you're playing at Wooded View. We'll give you a shout-out. Dallas 96, Clippers 93. By the way, I was 2 out of 3. I did have Phoenix on Tuesday. I told you I gave 2 out of 3 right. I had the Pacers, and I had Dallas to beat the Clippers. They did 96-93. Low-scoring game. That series now even at a game apiece. Luka, 32 points, 6 rebounds, 9 assists. Kyrie Irving, 23 points. Kawhi Leonard comes back to play for the Clippers. He goes 7 of 17, only scored 15 points. Harden had, I think, 22.
Who cares?
Along with Paul George.
Yeah, we don't like those guys.
Billy Crystal pulls for the Clippers. I'll say that. He was in the front row. He's got season 10.
Well, I don't because of Russell Westbrook.
But do you pull for Dallas? Luka.
I'm more for them than.
That game, Tony, Luka tied it with 0.6 seconds left in the third quarter. He tied the game, and then before the quarter was over, he got a technical. There were 0.6 seconds left. Who cries more, Luka Doncic or LeBron?
LeBron, but it's pretty close.
About not getting called.
Well, LeBron bitches about
Draymond is about everything.
But LeBron argues other players.
Oh, yeah. So that series is 1-1 as they head to game 3. They'll head back to Dallas. I'm sure Mark Cuban's happy. I think Dallas is the better team here. I think Lively makes them the better team. Russell Westbrook, I know you don't like him. When he plays well, Clippers win. When he doesn't play well, he really hurts that team. So those were Tuesday night. Last night, Miami beats Boston as a 14.5-point underdog, 111-101.
How many threes did they hit?
23, a team record. I think it's the third most in an NBA playoff game. But it's a team record.
Yes.
They were 23 of 43 from deep. Tyler Hero led the way with 24 points. No Jimmy Butler, no Terry Rozier, and they go into Boston and even this series. And now they got home court advantage, and it turns into a five-game series.
Well, the Heat are a tough team to play. They're just, some reason, they're hard to play against. Hero had 14 assists in the game, too. Said he talked to Jimmy Butler before the game, and Jimmy told him, you got to do whatever it takes to win the game.
Scooter, didn't you tell me Jimmy took a swing at him on the team bus?
Yeah, that's what was reported.
Yeah. Just a week ago.
Yep.
Brothers fight?
That's a fun
brothers
fight
do
with
fight.
My brother.
You're right.
Tony, were you here for that story when I told it?
I don't think so, Scoot.
I'll tell you off air.
But
it's pretty
good. It's a good story.
But Tyler Hero looks like a different player, different person.
What do you think about the chin?
Oh, that is the nastiest.
The little hair on the bottom of the chin there.
He
looks like a beat poet from the 60s.
He thinks it's a good look.
He thinks it looks good.
It is not a good
look.
Didn't
he date a Kardashian for a while?
Yeah.
Who hasn't?
Well, who with money hasn't is what you should say. all right, we'll talk more NBA. We'll get to the NFL. The Reds are hot. Scooter's back on board.
Woo!
All that and more. Spears on Sports presented by M&M Cartage on the Big X. Welcome back to NBA Today, also known as Spears on Sports, presented by M&M Cartage, John Spears, Tony Burke, Scooter Dingus, all here on this Thursday. We going to do a show tomorrow?
Sure.
Why not? I got nothing. Might as well show up. M&M Cartage Hotline, I'm not feeling it today. Can you tell?
No, I'm right
Scoots
there with
out,
you.
Scoots out, man.
That was,
Scoots out to drive.
When I woke up this morning, I told the boys this on KRC. First words out of my mouth, and I normally don't talk as soon as I wake up, but I just rolled over and I was like, ugh, I don't want a radio today. That was the first words I said this morning.
Should have called me. I'd have taken the heat. I'd have said strep throat or I'd made something up.
I appreciate that.
384-1450, that's the M&M Cartage Hotline. If you'd like to join in on the conversation, 502-384-1450. Thornton's text line open as well, 502-414-1450. Get your text into that number, 414-1450. Back to NBA talk. Second game last night, snoozer. Not a good game. Oklahoma City, they looked the part last night. They dismantled a Zion-less New Orleans Pelicans team, 124-92, second largest margin of victory in Thunder history, which is a short history, by the way, playoff history. Shai Gilgeous-Alexander, I mean, I'm not saying he should be MVP. I think Joker should win it again. But, man, he's close, Tony. 33 points last night, and he took over that game early, and New Orleans never had a chance. They were never in that game.
Yeah, I watched some of it, too, and you talked about it last few years about Zion.
Yeah.
And it just can't keep
him
healthy.
Got hurt the playing game, and he had a fairly healthy
he
year.
He did, but.
He looks like he's lost a little weight. He's had a fairly healthy year, played a bunch of games in a row, but what damage has been done to those knees and shins and calves over the years that all of a sudden, boom, something happens, and who knows how long he's going to be.
And that changes that team.
Brandon Ingram's great.
Yeah, he's a good player.
McCollum can play, obviously, but you got to have Big Z in there. And not UK's Big Z. It's a different big. It's a different big.
I thought you were talking about Zach Edey.
I'm sure you did. Oklahoma City now with a 2-0 lead. They're the number one seed, and they look like the number one seed last night.
Yeah.
Chet Holmgren had 20 of his 26 in the first half. When I turned it on, he jacked up a three. It's hard to watch. When guys like him and Wembanyama are just – and Porzingis looks like a farm animal.
But at least he's got a little bit of weight on him.
Who?
Porzingis has got more weight than
Tony. When you turn sideways, you can't see him.
He's a lot bigger than he used to be, John.
I agree with that.
He is bigger. Yeah.
Holmgren and Wimby are.
But they're
they
got to
get over. They got to get over.
Get there. But they're out there jacking up threes, man. First thing I see was Chet jack up a three-pointer and nail it. By the way,
I don't think either of those guys can drink alcohol yet, so that'll put some weight on them once they get to that stage.
Is that my problem?
Not saying it's not.
Too much alcohol. Three games in the league tonight. By the way, New Orleans done, right?
Stick a fork in.
Is Milwaukee done if Giannis doesn't come back? Do they lose this series to Indiana if Giannis doesn't play?
I think they will, but it's going to be close. It'll be back and forth.
7 o'clock tonight, the game that nobody knows where to find it. It'll be on NBA TV again, Cleveland and Orlando.
I have NBA TV, channel, and the game was blacked out.
It blacks it out, yeah. You have to go to Bally Sports Ohio to watch it.
I did. It wasn't on there. Reds.
Doesn't make any sense.
Well, there's two Bally Sports.
Okay.
It was on my. I watched it the other
night. I couldn't find it.
Cleveland and Orlando, NBA TV, or Bally Sports Ohio if you can get it. Cleveland leads the series 2-0. Donovan Mitchell's been really, really good. So has Jared Allen. So has Darius Garland. That's a good team. Max Strus is on that team if you didn't know. Orlando is a 2-point favorite tonight. What's that tell you?
You got to bet them because they want you to bet.
I already did. I said, this looks crazy. Give me the Magic tonight. New York and Philadelphia, we're back on regular TV now. That's on TNT at 7:30. The Knicks should have lost game two, could have lost game one, but they have a 2-0 lead here. Philadelphia is 4.5 tonight. I got a feeling Philly just puts it on them tonight.
I don't get excited about Philadelphia and New York for some reason.
I don't get that. Tyrese Maxey against Jalen Brunson, that's a lot of fun.
Yeah, but there's just something there. I mean, I don't care to watch the Sixers. I love Maxey, but for some reason I don't like watching the Sixers.
What about the Knicks? Well, Embiid's hard to watch.
It's just, I will he's go so with good, that. But it's just don't.
He's very talented. He can shoot it.
My mama done told me, bring home something for dinner.
He looks like he is perpetually in pain going up and down the floor.
Yeah. Yeah.
I mean, I kind of agree with Tony here. I don't know what it is about either of those teams, but nothing excites me
about
it either.
DiVincenzo, Josh Hart, Brunson,
no.
Hartenstein, the big center.
I love him.
Hartenstein.
They ought to put him and the guy for the Suns on one-on-one. What's the backup center for the Suns?
Eubanks?
Yeah, they should play one-on-one, man. That'd be great.
But get Mark Eaton back and have him playing, I guess.
NBA players should do a one-on-one tournament in the offseason. That'd be a lot of fun.
For charity.
Yeah.
Guys do not want to get toasted on national TV.
I would watch the hell out of one-on-one.
There are guys that will not take a chance on looking bad in it.
Yeah.
I mean, if you're Devin Booker, do you want to play Anthony Edwards one-on-one?
Sure.
It ain't going to go well.
You know how many people are going to watch, though?
Yeah, but one of those two guys is going to look like an idiot before it's over, and I think it's going to be Booker.
One of those two guys that looks like an idiot is also going to go home to a smoking hot girlfriend, and everything's going to be fine.
And look at their bank account,
exactly.
Right?
And if you're going to do this, their bank accounts are going to get higher, too. That's another thing. There's a lot of things guys won't do till you give them a lot of money to do it.
What about a 3-on-3 tournament? Is that better?
We already have that.
No, but with the NBA
guys. We already have the TBT.
I want current players.
They're not going to do anything like that because they just went in the offseason. They don't want to.
Then you can't chance getting hurt on doing something silly.
They have their own private games in the offseason.
Oh, yeah.
Oh,
they
sure.
Have to,
there's
have
pickup
to play.
Games everywhere.
Which
you got to stay sharp.
I would love to go to one of those one time.
I like the Sixers tonight, though. I do think they put it on New York, even though you and Tony are not going to watch the game.
I'll be watching baseball.
Be watching hockey.
10 o'clock, hockey. Denver and the Lakers. Denver with a 2-0 lead. Lakers were right there, had a 20-point. And here's another thing, all right? I understand in game two of the Knicks-Philly series, when Philadelphia didn't get any calls at the end of that game, I understand them complaining. I thought Maxey got knocked to the floor twice, and that's at the end of the game. If you're the Lakers and you had a 20-point lead and you lose by two, you don't complain about a call against Russell that they didn't call against D'Angelo Russell in the third quarter. You had a 20-point lead. If that call happened in a two-point game with 6 seconds to go, or that non-call, I should say, complain all you want. Don't complain when you had a 20-point lead about a call in the third quarter. Come on.
Sorry, Todd, Father. That's one of the reasons I don't like the Lakers.
Come on, LeBron.
I haven't liked the Lakers for a long time.
Denver, as we expected, has a 2-0 lead. Now, look, they were down 15 at halftime in game two. It didn't look like, it looked like it was going to be one game all. It's not. Now you go back to L.A. The Denver Nuggets are 1.5-point favorites tonight. Dan Issel's not coming through. What do you got?
I got L.A. 1.5.
So it's changed. What? It's changed.
I got I'm on the ESPN app.
I wrote that down at 9:30 this morning.
I got Los Angeles minus 1.5 and over and under at 216.5.
Well, I'm taking the Lakers then, because if it's moving that far, there's a lot of money on the Lakers here.
I'm taking the Nuggets.
I like the Nuggets too.
Nuggets are in, but the Nuggets, who won it last year, in my opinion, are in we can give this game away mode.
I think it's more let's win this game and go rest.
This game. We'll win one of these two. If we don't win this one, that's okay.
Jokic just got the pool open, John. He's going to want to spend some time there.
That's true.
With the kids and the horses.
He can go spend a day, but he's got to keep practicing, Scoots. Some other teams.
Does he?
Other teams are going to keep playing, and you can't just go home.
I don't know that he does have to keep practicing.
Well, they need to win to keep his brothers out of the arena.
Wow. But will the brothers show up in L.A. tonight?
They show up at everything.
Will they show up in L.A.?
Oh, yeah.
They're always
after
there.
After what happened the other night,
for sure.
Shoots,
for sure.
Do the Nuggets encourage Nikola to tell his brothers not to go to L.A.?
If I'm Nikola, I encourage my brother, the one that threw the punch, show up with boxing gloves on.
Anybody want awesome. A piece of this?
No, he says, does not say it like that, Tony. Does anyone want a piece of this? That's how he says.
Arnold Schwarzenegger.
All right, I'll take all three favorites tonight then. I was going to take the Lakers in 1.5, but I guess I'll give 1.5. I'll take all three favorites tonight. Orlando, Philadelphia, and the Lakers. Those are free, Buck and Iroquois, if you want to jump on board there. Those are free. And I went scooter theory today too.
Uh-oh.
All right? You want to hear my parlay today?
Let's hear.
Does it interest you at all?
Yeah.
I know it doesn't interest Tony. He couldn't care less.
I'm more interested in what the scooter theory
Here's
is.
Here's my 6-team parlay today. You ready? The three favorites in the NBA. And I went scooter theory. Yankees minus 1.5 against Oakland.
Oh, that's not been good.
San Diego minus 1.5 against Colorado.
Wasn't good last night.
And Minnesota minus 1.5 against the lowly Chicago White Sox.
Love it.
There you go. There's my 6-team.
Best of luck.
What is the scooter theory?
He's 500 and something. He's taken horrible teams in Major League Baseball.
So, Angels, Rockies, White Sox.
Beat the bad teams.
And take the good teams and give the 1.5
Who's
to help
four?
Your odds.
Yeah.
Oakland.
Here's what I thought you were going to do. You're going to take the baseball teams from the same cities as the basketball teams.
Ooh, that's good. Although there's no baseball team in Orlando.
Colorado plays tonight. You mean from the home teams tonight? Or from
well,
all
who,
the
who you were taking. You
oh, I see what you're saying.
Could have took the Dodgers. Could have took.
Yeah, Dodgers are playing tonight. Could have took the Phillies are in Cincinnati this afternoon. Yeah, could have done all that.
I just thought that's where you were going for
Cleveland
some reason.
Cleveland has a home game as well against Boston. So, yeah. Damn, now I got to go back over to the casino and bet that. He's got it in my head now, and even though I won't do that, I'll be following it. I'll be going, I knew I should have gone over it.
Scoot's got the app out right now. Let me check it. That is.
See, again, I won't put the app on the phone.
I know.
I know that's stubborn, either. But I know me, and it would be a bit of a problem. Scooter's got his draft. He's not even listening. He's got DraftKings going on his phone right now. Are you against me on any of these games tonight? Lakers, Philly, Orlando?
I like the Nuggets for some reason. I just think they're better, and I agree with your philosophy that the Lakers are getting 1.5. That's where I should go, but my mind keeps telling me that the Nuggets are just going to beat them.
You know whose fans are losing their mind right now is Celtics. and I'm one of them. They're losing their mind. How do you lose as a 14.5 point favorite to a Jimmy Butlerless, Terry Rozierless Miami team at home?
Let me tell you what.
After the history of the playoffs you've had here in the last few years, where admittedly they got to a final a couple years ago against Golden State, but you can't win in the playoffs.
When a team scores 69 points on three-pointers,
everybody loses?
Yeah.
Yeah. That's a good point. Are the Celtics in trouble here?
No,
I don't think they are.
I don't think they are.
But you can't lose game three. You lose game three in Miami, you're in trouble. Let's go to the M&M Cartage Hotline before we take a break and say hello to our good friend, Ed. What's up, Edward?
Hey, Ed.
We're 38, almost 39 minutes into this sports
wow,
show.
Wow. Well, I haven't
we
talked
have
about
said
Derby.
No words about the Cincinnati Reds.
We're getting there.
Four
that's
games
the
games over 500.
Three stolen bases.
Wait a minute. The Reds that you gave up on this show last Friday? I think
that was last Friday. That's 7 days.
Every week.
I think the quote was, "The Reds are done." Was that not what
Reds
he said?
Reds are dead
at the end of the show.
He said the same thing last year before they went to the playoffs.
Hey, go ahead. We're going to talk about them in the final segment, but go ahead. Laud them. They're playing great. Ellie De La Cruz has been unbelievable lately.
Well, they've gotten good, pretty good starting pitching. Even though Lodeiro last night wasn't great, he was good enough to keep them in the game, and I'm not so sure how good the Phillies are. That's a big game tonight to take three out of four in this series, and I think the Central is not bad. It's not – nobody's great. Nobody's terrible.
Cubs are better than I thought they were going to be.
Burst.
Milwaukee's better than I thought they were going to be. Cardinals stink, in my opinion.
They do.
And who am I missing? Pittsburgh got off to a great start, but they're the Pirates.
And so, why does nobody talk?
The Pirates have a.
Go ahead, Ed.
The Pirates have a young team.
Yeah, young
and,
pitching too.
I don't know. They're all right, but St. Louis is that you watch. St. Louis, even though they're terrible, unless I tell you what, I'll make you a little wager right here.
You know I love to bet.
Under 500, mark this down. You can mark my word. You can mark this down. If the Cardinals at the All-Star break are under 500, they will fire their manager and get somebody in there who knows how to run that team.
I never
messed up when they let Mike.
I never understood that.
Slip.
When they let Mike Schilt go, I never understood it.
Schilt, that's it, yeah.
I never got that.
Why did they do that?
He's a Padres manager now. I think it was a difference of philosophy between the GM and the manager was what they ended up saying it was, but he was a good manager. I think he's going to do a good job in San Diego. And Ollie Marmol had no experience. And his days. I agree with you. I think his days are numbered if they don't start winning some games.
Well, if Goldsmith's hitting 100, doesn't help.
Mark this down as well. If the Reds happen to fall on their face, and they're under 500 at the All-Star break. I hope they're not falling on their face. I think David Bell's been given enough rope long enough. They would have to make a change.
I didn't want him to come back this year. You know my stand on David Bell. I just don't think he's a very good manager.
Well,
but they got some good young talent there, man.
And he turned it around last year.
I agree with you.
He did. He turned it around last year.
He wears his bullpen out. That's for darn sure.
Well, maybe that's the bad starting pitcher that wore.
Well, Montas got hurt in the last game, got hit by a line drive, so that's not good. Lodeiro started the season in rehab, but he's back now. Look, you know who's been great? It's Brent Suter.
Yes.
The left-handed guy from Milwaukee. He throws it about 78 miles an hour. He's been great. I think he's got eight appearances in a row where he hadn't given up a run. Yeah, he's been fantastic.
That was a great pickup that they made.
We'll talk.
And they got some guys that are getting healthy, too.
We'll talk more about that after the break. Ed, thanks for the call. I'll see you. I will be there Tuesday morning on the backside.
Well, I saw your boss in line to get your credentials.
Yeah.
50 minutes to get your credentials this morning.
Really? 50 minutes?
50 minutes. You're in with it. you're in there with everybody else, concessionaires, guys who sweep the floors, security.
I should be with those people.
50 minutes in line.
Hey, Ed.
The
fans don't want to hear this, but did you just pull up to the gate and tell them you were coming to get your credentials?
No, you do not go to the gate. You go to the fairgrounds, and they have.
Well, you got to go to one of the gates to get in the fairgrounds.
You got to go through security. You got to go through a check of if you got any, you know, if you have a rod in your leg, you're in trouble.
I have two of them. I have one in each knee. Are they going to pat me down?
You're in trouble.
Are they going to pat me down? Because I'm very excited now if they're going to pat me down. I had that happen at the airport.
Oh, God.
And I still have nightmares about it.
Okay.
Thank you, Ed. Appreciate it, buddy.
Yeah, it should be a good derby, though, hopefully.
We'll see you next week at some point. We'll take a break. Talk about the Reds. He wanted to talk about the Reds. We'll talk about the Reds and the NFL draft starting tonight. Any surprises on the horizon? Spears on Sports presented by M&M Cartage on the Big Apple. Welcome back. Spears on Sports presented by M&M Cartage. John Spears, Tony Burke, Scooter Dingus, all here today. It is the final segment of the day, Scooter.
Woohoo! Today before Friday, Scooter.
I love it.
He's happy. He doesn't have to work the rest of the day. He's jacked up, Tony.
Got to go get an oil change, though, and that's no fun.
Is it more fun than having to do the Rutherford Show?
It's better than going to the dentist.
Absolutely not.
What about going to the dentist?
Yes.
What about getting your feet scraped?
I don't know what that means.
Well, the Big X Golf Card's back. This year's card features Park Mammoth, Old Capitol Golf Club, Elk Run, Valley View, Wooded View, Taylorsville Country Club, and Christmas Lake in Santa Claus, Indiana. You can play those great courses for under $25 a round with the Big X Sports Radio Golf Card. Get yours today at BigXSportsRadio.com or call 812-725-1427. That is the Big X Sports Golf Cart.
Do we tell them that day we're with the Big X and they'll let us play for free?
Wooded View?
Yeah.
It's on the list.
It's on the list.
We should. Is there a card lying around anywhere? I'm not going to take it. I mean, I'm not going to steal it. I'm just going to borrow it for a day or so or 6 hours. Thorne's text line still open, 502-414-1450. We were talking about the Reds, so why not continue to talk about the Reds? They won 5 out of 6. Now, 3 of those were against who? The White Sox?
Mm-hmm.
The terrible White Sox.
3 against the Angels.
3 against the Angels. Oh, so 5 out of 6. 3 against the Angels, yeah. All at home. 2 out of 3 against the Phillies. They'll play again today. 1-10 start. Zach Wheeler. Zach Wheeler's ERA is 2.30. He's 1-3. And Nick Martinez for the Reds, 4.76 earned run average. No record for Nick Martinez.
You know who the Reds play tomorrow?
Your Texas Rangers?
At Texas.
Oh, get ready. It's going to be a bad day to be a Ranger.
Woo! Scooter talking smack.
After the weekend, Ed's going to be all for the Reds.
Is he going to come in and say the Reds are dead again? Why do we have to go to Texas? Well, same reason you had to go to Seattle. That's part of the schedule.
Do you see where Kansas City has the best winning, most wins at home this year?
Yeah, I bet the wrong team in the American League Central. I made the mistake of betting the Tigers to win the American League Central. They're pretty good. Tigers playing pretty well, actually. But, Cleveland's playing well also. Look at the AL Central. Remember the AL Central where only one team ever gets out because the AL East is so good and the AL West is so good? Guardians are 17-7. The Royals are 15-10. The Tigers are 14-11.
And Minnesota, who I picked,
yeah,
is 10-13. Who would have thought they would have been second to last? Now, nobody's going to be down there with the White Sox.
3-21, Tony.
They're bad.
What's that add out to, Scooter, over 162 games? Can you put up a calculus equation for me and figure that one out?
Say it again.
They're 3-21.
Mm-hmm.
What are they going to be after 162 games?
Okay.
They're going to have 24 wins.
You got your Texas Instruments.
They're going to have 24 wins, John.
Is that what you got? You already figured that out?
Just to kind of, not to the decimal, but I just kind of did it.
3-21.
They're not even. Yeah, they're going to have less than 24.
Do you know how bad that is? You're accidentally. I remember when the Orioles opened the season 0-21 one year. 0-20. I mean, the White Sox are going to finish with fewer wins than that Orioles team did.
Hey, they are 14 games behind Cleveland right now.
They're going to be 20-142 is what that equates to.
20-142.
That will be historic.
What is the worst record of all time?
It ain't 20-142, I can tell you that. Now, they're 3-20. They're not going to go 3-21 every 24-game stretch.
Who knows?
Although
have you seen them play?
I've watched them. They are Keystone Cops.
Name two White Sox.
Sheets plays right field.
Is Tim Anderson still with them?
No, he's with Miami.
He's with the Marlins.
I got to get this. I've watched them play because I bet against them.
Third baseman you should get.
Jake Berger's not there anymore. Benintendi plays left.
Does he?
Andrew okay. Benintendi plays left field.
The Cuban guy.
Crochet is their best pitcher. Graham Crochet. The Cuban. Oh, Maldonado's their catcher now, the old Astros catcher. Martin Maldonado. They brought him in. He can't hit a lick. He can't hit his weight, even though he is heavy.
Yeah, he's going to work with the staff, though.
But he's working with these young pitchers. They're 3-21. Oh, my God.
And it's kind of unfair for you to ask for him to hit 320.
Who's asking him to hit 320?
You said he can't hit his weight.
I mean, that's, wow.
Batting 320 is hard.
Scooter Dingus, everybody. There is baseball underway as we speak. Pittsburgh, with three in the bottom of the first, leads Milwaukee 3-1 after one.
Love to hear that.
As a Reds fan, you do love to hear that. Why? Because Milwaukee is in first place in the National League Central at 15-8. Pat Murphy, who I know Middletown Moe loves to hate, is got the Brewers 15-8.
Didn't they lose Corbin Burns, too?
They did. He's in Baltimore.
Like, how are they still
so good?
It's
they lost
so
Hader last year.
Yeah, Hader.
Hader's been terrible for Houston, yeah. By the way. He's been awful. That he's like Aroldis Chapman. He was great for a short period of time, and then people catch up to fastballs.
I know it, but he's been good, and man, he's been shelled. Like,
who's the Brown pitcher for Houston? His last name's Brown. You know what I'm talking about?
I do.
Did you see his outing last week? He allowed 9 runs in the
first
inning.
Yeah.
Didn't even get out of it. It's incredible.
I hate to see the Astros lose, too.
The Astros have a worse record than Oakland. They're in the same division. Oakland's 9-16. Houston is 7-18.
Give them those trash can lids back.
Oh, no. They'll start winning if you do that. So Brewers 15-8. Cubs, my Cubs, are 15-9. The Reds are 14-10. So they're all right there. Pirates started out hot. They're 13-12 now. And the Cardinals are 3 games under 500. I will stand by my original statement. Cardinals stink.
Scooter.
Tony.
De La Cruz races O'Neill Cruz, the shortstop for the Pirates.
De La Cruz kills him.
Yeah, I think so, too.
Those two guys remind me
so
much.
But they're fast.
That injury that O'Neill Cruz had has slowed him down a little bit. I've watched him play. He's not the same. He's not the same hitter.
Most people don't even know who O'Neill Cruz is.
He's a 6'7" shortstop.
Before De La Cruz was, and he was out last year, hurt the whole way, and he plays – there are a lot of lines.
Yeah, there are a lot of lines.
I'll tell you this, Tony. Are you all familiar with the Freeze? I think he's down in Atlanta.
Yeah, I've been to the game and watched him.
I think both Ellie and O'Neill beat him if they start at the same time as the Freeze.
Freeze pretty fast.
Yeah.
He lost last night.
Well, the guy starts.
It gives him a big head start.
100 yards ahead of him or 100 feet ahead of him.
I think Ellie could start at the same time as the Freeze and he would win. I mean, who's under there?
No.
Usain Bolt?
No, I think Ellie might. Yeah, I think Ellie might. O'Neill, yeah. Right now, I don't think he does. Maybe he gets it back, but I don't think he does. But I think Ellie De La Cruz would
run. He had 3 stolen bases last night.
Tuesday night, and I know they won 8-1, but he stole third so easily. They knew he was going to go. Everybody in the place knew he was going to go. There was one out. He was trying to get to third. He got there easy. They hit a medium-length fly ball, and the outfielder didn't even – throw it home.
He's such a cheat code. I'm so glad he's on my team.
Threw it back into second base and thought, well, I'm not going to throw him out. And it wasn't at the warning track. It was a medium length fly ball.
Let's just see if he can keep it going. Last year he struggled as the year went on.
Texter says, guys, the White Sox should play Walter Matthau's Bad News Bears.
It'd be about even.
best line of a movie ever that we can't say on the air.
No, it's not politically correct.
From the Bad News Bears. Is that fair to say?
Tanner.
Little Tanner.
Yeah, he told everybody what he thought about him.
It is the best, the funniest line in that movie.
Go to YouTube and just put in Tanner.
And we can't say any of that line on the air. We can't even start it.
And it was a movie. It wasn't for kids, but kids watched that movie too.
1976.
Same era as Blazing Saddles, yes, all those shows.
Yes. Great movie. Walter Matthau was great as Buttermaker. The
Tatum O'Neill.
Coach who didn't want to coach the Little League team. Tatum O'Neill. The guy from, you've seen Semi-Pro, Scooter, right?
Yeah.
The guy that hits the three-quarter court shot, the bum, he is Kelly Leak. He's the motorcycle-riding kid from Bad News Bears.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, that's Kelly Leak. He's an Academy Award winner for something. He's great.
That's a great movie.
Yeah.
What, Engelberg, catcher?
Engelberg's the catcher eating his Nestle Crunch bar. And he's got it in his mitt. It's melting. It's everywhere.
What was the kid? He told him to take the pitch.
Rudy?
Rusty? Yeah, Rudy.
If he throws one anywhere near the plate inside, lean into it. What do you mean? You want me to get hit by the baseball? Yeah, just lean into it. And politically incorrect.
They win.
Drinking beer after
they
the
get
game.
Beat. They're drinking beer. He gives them all beer.
Oh, fantastic movie. Just a great movie. All right, NFL. We got a couple of minutes. Well, we got a minute left here, right?
Yeah, 1 minute.
The Bears are going to take Caleb Williams of the USC. They got the first pick from Carolina. Washington's second pick. They're going with Jaden Daniels from LSU, the quarterback. New England, interesting at third. If they take a quarterback there, they need a quarterback. If they keep the pick, they're going to take Drake May. If they go back in the draft, they'll go to the bottom of the first round and take Bo Nix. So they're going to get a quarterback either way. Arizona's got the fourth pick, then the Chargers. Giants need a quarterback. They're at six. Tennessee's at seven.
Then Vikings going to move up.
Atlanta, Chicago, New York Jets. Vikings have 11 and 23. I think they want a package and move up, but I also think that they'd be happy at 11 if J.J. McCarthy or Michael Penix is there. Penix, I think, to the Raiders at 13, though. That's my prediction. Thanks for listening. Back at it tomorrow. 1 day left in the week, Scooter.
Woo-hoo!
Thanks to everybody listening. Spears on Sports presented by M&M Cartage on the Big Apple.